It's my 99th episode. Last couple of ones were all men. Today it's time for the ladies, and I have two of them. Mean Queens are next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives. Breaking into...
Because you guys are doing it for yourselves.
Standing on your own two feet.
That's right, kids. My 99th episode here on Breaking Into Black Hollywood Live. I am your host, James Lott Jr. And sisters are doing it for themselves. More and more, they are doing it because, as you know, on this show and other shows I've done, as they click their heads together over there, we've had a lot of women on this program, the programs that I do, that are making their own way in Hollywood. That's how it should be. I'm ready for women to be in charge. I'm ready. These two women are together, and this product is hilarious. I'm going to show you a couple of clips from it. We're going to get to know them a little better and talk to them. Before I do that, again, this is my 99th episode. Next week's my 100th episode. Ooh. I have special guests. It's December 11th. It's going to be an extra long episode. We're going to have a lot of fun, so you want to make sure you watch that. Go to the Breaking Into page. It's on Facebook. Follow it for all details of what's going on today, next week, and the weeks to come. And, of course, we're on iTunes, and we're on YouTube. That's right, kids. So the first one, some of you got to know her when I had her on another one of my programs on our sister channel, AfterBuzz TV. She's done a lot of different things, but I knew her because of this show called Monogamy, which I love. You guys should check it out. It's so good. Two seasons of that so far. I want more. I want more and more. I talked to Brandon. I want more. But she's great, and she's a big, I'm not going to cry this time. I always cry all the time on this show. I'm not going to cry. I promise I'm going to, but she's somebody who just seriously has supported me through some tough times, given me the love online, and has become a friend. Jessica Caesar.
How are you? Hello. Yay. Good. How are you?
Thank you. And a girl sitting next to her, she is so good. I like your hair. I'm just digging the hair right now. She's done a lot of things. You may have seen her on Two Broke Girls, Jesse About a Boy, American Housewives, which I love the show. Also, you did a thing called the Drunk Lonely Wives Club, which that sounds hilarious by the title. Alone, I'm all in. I'm all in. And she is just lovely. Gilly Messer.
How are you? Hello. Hi, I'm great.
Thanks. How are you? Jessica and Gilly, you guys.
Jessica and Gilly.
And you guys, if you've seen her Twitter handle, Gilly's Twitter handle, I just like, how did you get that Twitter handle?
At Netflix and Gil. I love a good pun.
But I mean, how'd you get it? No one else had it? That's what's so crazy.
No one else had it. I think actually maybe someone had it with two L's. Mine has one L.
So that's how she got it.
There you go.
I was thinking, you know, Netflix and chill, but you're like, no, how was it available?
Exactly. Yeah, how is it available? Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
We are live, and so Ray G is saying, what's up, guys? At Black Hollywood Live.
What's up, Ray G?
Hi, Ray G. That's Ray. It's R-A-E-Y. I like that.
Oh, R-A-E-Y.
Wait, sorry. No, R-A-Y-E. Sorry.
Oh, R-A-Y-E. R-A-Y-E. Oh, that's interesting.
I've never seen it spelled that
Maybe
way.
Maybe R-A-Y was probably taken, or he spells his name special.
Yes, that's very cool. We like that. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so I was saying sisters are doing it for themselves. Tell me, I want to start off this episode by asking you just a very important question. Can women work together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah,
we can. I mean, here's the thing. It takes, of course, you're going to have your drama with women, you're going to have your drama with men, but like, we've been working together for like, gosh,
years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Probably plus. And it's funny because, like, we met in acting class and we only knew, like, one other person in class. So then the first month, we did a scene with the person that we knew. Then the next month, he had to find someone else. And it's like, oh, well, I think we didn't have a partner.
Yeah. We were like, do you want to work together?
And I was like, I don't have a partner. You don't have a partner. So we worked together. So it's kind of like, okay. So, like, do you want to do a comedy? And she's like, yeah. So we did a scene from, like, this MTV
Oh,
pilot.
What was that? Dumb Girls
Dumb
or something.
Girls. It was Dumb Girls. Like,
it's typecasting.
Like, but it was a scene about, like, I guess they're best friends and she's on a blind date. And then, like, her blind date is like a little person, and then like she calls up her friend to try to escape. Like, it's a very funny
physical humor scene. Okay, and I thought we did a great job with it. Like, and everyone in class was like, your chemistry. I mean, I don't think anyone said I said that. It was like, our chemistry is palpable.
We have great chemistry. And then, so after that, I was doing stuff for Funny or Die, and I had to do, like, this Cinco de Mayo, like, sketch. And then we were going to incorporate another girl from our class, and then she had to go to, like, a Dodgers game or something. So then...
Really? I don't remember
screw
that.
Baseball. Like, baseball.
I won't say her name. I was like, she's like, I'm a huge Dodgers fan. Sorry. I'm like, fine. So I was like, well, you know what? Me and you can just do it. Yeah. And then after that, like, it's
been then we
like,
did a bunch of videos. We did like all these comedy videos about different holidays. Like, we did a hilarious Halloween one. The Halloween one is my favorite.
Probably the best one. Yeah. Then we did a Jameis Winston, Rachel.
Oh my God, actually, I forgot about that one. That one was so funny.
I was Jameis. She was Rachel. Like, it sounds ridiculous, but like, it was, I think that was probably like, I mean, I think that was the funniest one.
Yeah. So that was Rachel Maddow.
My hair was shorter. I can totally see it.
So that's the thing. So we, like, I mean, it kind of happened by chance, but, like, we've been able to get along and, like, work together. So, yeah, females can work together.
Yeah. We're going to show a couple pictures as we're talking a little bit. Just a couple pictures of them. Just, like, and this is me and Queen stuff. But seeing you guys together, it's like, you guys do have, I like your hair really short like that. It's really cute.
Thank you. Well, I'm getting used to the longer hair.
Yeah, I like it, but yeah, the short hair was really cute.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Not all.
You guys, tell me.
Tell her. Not all people look good with short hair. Men or women. Not everybody does. Mm-mm. No.
My face is too wide.
I bet you
like,
could pull it off.
Oh, she could pull off anything. I think she might pull off. You probably pull it off. Just the right shape.
Well, she's so bad looking. It's so sad.
Oh, I know. It's just horrible. I mean, she's horrible looking. So look at her right there.
Imagine me with short hair in that picture.
No, but I mean, not in that picture,
you
but.
You could be like bald in a, I don't know, trash bag and be gorgeous.
You are. And I think I told you this before, you are very pretty. So I was like, that's all I said. Get over yourself. Because you are pretty. You probably look great and everything. I think not in that picture, but in probably another picture, a certain type of short hair you might look really cute at.
Oh, thank you.
I think it could work. So you guys instantly just basically hit it off. I mean, it was like you guys were kind of left together. And you have a lot of improv background. Is that what's going on? Or just mostly acting background? And
like, I mean, I've done improv classes at like UCB. And it's crazy because like whenever, like in the beginning of my like acting career, like I would like improvise and stuff. They're like, no, you need to stick to the script. So then, like, I mean, I've done improv stuff, but I've always steered clear of that because they want it verbatim how it is in the script, unless you become a name like Amy Poehler or Will Ferrell.
Yeah, especially in comedy. Like, you know, you have to, I feel like you have a little more leeway with drama, actually, you know, to not be word perfect. And then you can sometimes add, like, a button or, you know, something at the end of comedy. But I don't, for the most part, you want to honor their.
Because, Gilly, for you, I would say, for drama, I guess it's one of those things, if you're in the moment being dramatic, certain words will substitute, I guess, or be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not even like, because Viola Davis, that scene from Fences with the snot and everything. Yeah. I don't think that was written on
the stage.
That was in
the action.
No, but like, it was, she improvised
one drop of snot rolls down.
And now they're putting it in every script. They are demanding it. Snot running down the nose, shaking like Viola. Think Viola.
Really?
I don't know about you. Like, we're just naturally funny people. Yes. I mean, if I can say that. Sketch teams, really. You know,
not hero teams or anything like that. Right. But we do improvise, like.
And in our show, we improvise so much. Like, so many of the funny lines from the show are just off the top of our head.
I feel because you guys are friends, you're also present when you're doing it. I guess then you can't improvise if you're present in the moment, right?
It depends. Like, sometimes it, like, and it's not, because it's not even planned. It just, like, comes out and, like, you, like, it stayed, and then you like we keep going, like you agree and like improv and you keep going like when we improvise, like it just like we'll just
the
keep
nature
going
of our show too, and, like, because it was fake reality, like so much of it is us doing confessionals or one of my favorite parts of the whole show was actually being the person behind the camera with like the day players and guest stars, and I would ask them the question.
Oh my God.
Like, how do you feel about Nicole? And like then like seeing what people would so we did a lot of improv on the show, and I think we both love improv.
Yeah.
But
like I was dying when you were doing that with Moses, with the guy who plays Julian. And he's like, honestly, I think Nicole is so annoying.
I was like, what do you think of Nicole? Like, just be real. And then he said, and he talked so much
of the
trash
character
about you.
And then I'm like, and then he
of the character. The character.
Oh, yeah, the character.
But I'm like, I'm dying laughing. Yeah. I'm surprised that sound wasn't picked up like on camera, because I'm trying to like laugh silently.
Because
and
in real life, that's what they do. They tell you, say things like, what do you think about, you know, the Real Housewives? Like, so you think about Kenya, about, and they really egg them on.
Yeah. Like, it's not, they say it's reality, but it's not, it's more situational, like TV. Like, and that's the thing, they're feeding them questions, they're asking them things, and then it's how it's edited.
Yes.
So like, I always say if I did like a real reality show, I would be the black bitch, right? Or I would be nice, right? But then what would they use? Like, the nasty things I say. I was like, oh my gosh, she's such a beautiful person. However, she could lose a few pounds.
So,
she could lose a few pounds. Like, that's all they're going to use. Like, I always make that joke. Like, how they
now I totally want to be on a reality show with you guys. We should do, like, Big Brother or something, like, whenever you're on
Oh
there.
My gosh.
Because I would probably be, they probably hate me too, I'm sure, after a while.
I feel like I'd be so boring. Like, they'd be like, here, talk about this person. I'd be like, I don't know. And then they'd be like, we can't use you.
You are nothing to us. Like, we need a character, a specific character. We need we need the alcoholic.
See, I totally don't believe you. I have a feeling you would be hilarious.
Yeah, actually, I'd probably say some terrible things.
I'm a person, I'm a very observational person. So I say things kind of tongue in cheek. That probably would be turned over to something bad, I'm sure. Things come out of my mouth. Reiji says, very beautiful. And my mom named me Ray with an E at the end because my grandma's middle name was spelled that way.
Oh,
it's spelled Ray, R-A-E. So I guess that's why.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is.
I wasn't sure. Like, yeah, but we were that's sure. Very
yeah.
Unique.
Yeah, I was sure. Okay.
No one ever spells my name right.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, I'm gonna make like a coffee table book of these photos of what they've done at Starbucks.
My God.
That would be hilarious. That would be actually a good sketch. Or like,
thank you.
Well, here's what's so funny. So I, because my name is James. Everybody knows that, of course. My middle name is Harrison. So I stopped saying James at Starbucks because there's too many Jameses. Because we go, James, your thing's right. We're all like, right here. So I go by Harrison. It's very, no other Harrisons. They've spelled it Erickson. They spelled it Harris. It was like H-A-I-R-S-O-N. I mean, they spelled it, the crazy, I'm like, it's Harrison, like Harrison Ford, like Harrison, Harris son. They never get it.
Like, it's my crazy. Last name is the one that gets botched.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy because it's like, you order a Caesar salad, you know, Julius Caesar, you go to Caesar's Palace, gamble, get drunk, right? And then it's like, oh, Cesar. I was like, no, it's the, or they'll like misspell it.
Yeah, so.
Like, I'm just like, forget it. I was like, forget it. Like, and they look like, kind of like all perplexed. And I'm like, I guess it's something that, a word that you see, like, I can't front. The first time I saw the word hors d'oeuvres, I was like, hors d'oeuvres. I was like, what is that? I don't want that.
And now you're like, I want it.
Jessica's a very picky eater.
Are you really?
Yeah, she is.
Like, I guess so. Probably, yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's probably. Like, if you have to guess, so you probably are.
Yeah, she is. So, I cook for her, and she's like, what? She's picking stuff out.
It was good. I don't eat tomatoes, but what were they? They were like these interesting-looking tomatoes. They were like
heirloom, probably. And you're like, what? Like, it's from the farmer's market.
Yep. So I said, well, I'll eat the eggs. Like... They were interesting looking tomatoes.
Oh my God.
That's true.
That is hilarious. You guys, so I see. Okay, so this leads into the show because the show is crazy too. You play Nicole and Bren, two foreign beauty queens who are desperate for attention, which is like half of LA, of course.
Yes.
There's 7 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, about 49 minutes long, folks. They're really easy. They're really fun to watch. Where'd the concept come from?
Well, like, sometimes, like, especially doing sketches, like, I always want to make fun or poke at things that, like, annoy me.
Yes.
And reality TV is one of those things. I used to be a huge fan of, like, Flavor and Love, like, the Surreal
Life. I Love New York.
Oh, my God, the Surreal
Life. Like, that was when reality TV was like, oh, my gosh. Yes, like, yes. I mean, it was pure comedy. Yes. I loved it. It was great. I admit it. It was great.
Yes.
And then the first season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I'm sorry, it was the best one. Like, I watched it. It was only 30 minutes at the time.
Yeah, right. Remember,
Now they, like, are just taking over our TV. But I, like, loved it. I'm like, this is, like, ridiculous stuff. So I was like, I want to make some type of parody or something. Because you always, a spoof of like reality TV. And then for some reason, like, not Miss America, but Miss USA.
Yes.
Like, I only watch it for like the question and answer portion.
Yeah, yes. The part because with the like the US American. Yeah. That like viral video.
Like, I'm like, it's all about the looks, the plastic surgery. Like, I want a modeling contract, an acting, like, you know, gig after this pageant. Like, I mean, that's literally like they have no talent. Portion. I don't think they need to have a charity like Miss America. They'll claim to do. I mean, they do charity.
Right. Like
stuff.
The other, like, pageants, like, they actually they're difficult.
Yeah, but yeah. Miss USA is just like, like, you know. So then I don't know why I was like, why not? Like,
really make fun of it.
Combine the two and like make fun of it. And then also like Toddlers and Tears. Like, I mean, I watched a little bit of that too. And I'm like, but it's like kind of sad though, because like those moms putting those little girls through that stuff, and they take it so like it's seriously, like it's their life. So I remember like we met up at Coffee Bean,
Yeah, she pitched it to me at the Coffee Bean. This is Hollywood history
right now. It's so Hollywood. It's so Hollywood.
I was like, I'm gonna pitch this to you. On Sunset and Fairfax. Yeah.
Oh, I know that one.
It was Sunset and Fairfax. Yeah.
I know that one.
Is that West Hollywood? It's considered West Hollywood.
I would say it's Weed. Yeah.
It's Weed.
It's the Sunset Strip.
It's almost, it is Sunset. End of it? It's in the Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
Upper West Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Upper West Hollywood. That's what we met at.
Yes.
And I was like, dude, I was like, I want to pitch. I always told her, like, I want us to do a web series together. Like, I was like, I want us to do a web series together. And then I remember, like, finally when I got, like, because I, you know how you write things down and it's not, like, concrete.
Yes.
And you change your mind 20 times. I'm like, let me make sure.
Yes.
I know this is, like, a sure thing. And then, like, we met up at Coffee Bean and I was like, okay, I'm going to pitch this to you. And then she was, like, laughing and stuff. So I was like, okay, we're really going to do it. I was like, wow.
I was like, green light it.
Green
light it. I have no money.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, I'll give you this coffee bean napkin. No, I was so into it from the moment she told me about it. I was like, that's so perfect for both of us.
Yes.
I also, like, usually I only tell this to people who I know really well and I know we just met, but yes. I did pageants in high school.
Really?
Yeah, you guys are looking at the former junior Miss North Los Angeles.
Oh, North?
North. Like Dubai? Oh. Yeah, not the whole city.
What is North? Don't laugh, though, but what is North Los Angeles?
Well, where I grew up, like on the west side near Santa Monica. Was considered
because Northeast is like Boyle Heights, not over there. So, that's so going to just like Silver Lake, going over to Hollywood, was kind of that's kind of east. Going that's still north. So over there.
Yes, I went to the state competition.
Oh my god,
they did not like me at state. So I did some pageants.
Were you too like? I mean, did you answer the questions intellectually? Like
what? Swimsuit like, audition? Like what was like? What was?
Like I'm Jewish. I don't know. They're like, ooh, like you're too different.
You look too ethnic.
You're a little too ethnic. No, literally, they're like.
Now that ethnic is a thing and it's in.
Yes.
Maybe now I would have won.
Yeah, you would have won now, yeah.
Maybe
that's
now.
So interesting. So you actually know the past
in
of life.
The show, in one of the episodes, my mom is actually in it and she plays Bryn's mother.
Her mom and her dog.
Yeah. What? And she holds up a photo and was like, here's Bryn in a pageant, and that's actually me in a pageant.
Oh my, okay, I have to go watch that episode. Okay,
yeah. When she said like let's be former beauty queens, I was like, I'm so like, sold. I was like
imitating arts.
Still know like the choreography from the fitness section.
Oh my god.
You know
what
I mean?
Like the fitness. Or the fitness section, which is like the swimsuit competition.
Yeah.
I did one pageant for a scholarship for school, but we didn't have to. It was like a church pageant, so it was like all clothes on and just like
you're wearing like a parka.
A parka and like actually a collared, like a white collared like server waiter like shirt and like black slacks. And then of course we had our evening wear outfit and then we had to do like a speech or an essay. I did mine on Ben Carson, but this is before he tried to run for. This is before he tried to run for president.
He has great pizzas. Like, yeah, right.
Like I'm just like, but I'm like, and I was like, I did it for, and I got $1,500. I was like,
dang. Amazing. Yeah, some of them I did other pageant. I did. I got like $2,000.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, but the girls were like nasty, and I'm like, is it serious? This is the church pageant, isn't it? I was like, I expect this from the secular world.
Right, but this is the church world.
I was like, put your slacks on and button up the top of your shirt.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Daddy, but yeah, other than that, I've always loved Miss America, like watching it with my mom. But like, I can never get into it. And I didn't know the difference between the two. Like, when I was little, I was like, oh, Miss America's on. My mom's like, no, that's Miss USA. That's not Miss America. I don't like Miss USA. I was like, why? They look the same to me. And then,
Trump.
Like,
mm-hmm. Right there.
Yep.
No, Miss America, that's the one that's considered, obviously, the American. That's the standard bearer.
Yeah.
And I remember when Vanessa Williams won. I mean, I was like 14.
Yeah.
And I remember when she won, I was like, first of all, she's black. No, just kidding. Back then.
You know, we claim them all.
Well, her eyes are green. He's a little light skinned. I'm like, okay, she's black. Okay.
She's ours.
And she's ours. She's fine. But no, I was happy. But see, people understand Suzette Charles, who, you know, had to seed her after they had to get away. She was black too. She was light skinned black. But years later, they had a dark skinned one. So I was happy.
Oh, like that's when you really start to cry and cheer and tear up.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. That's terrible. Like
I know.
Just last week, we made a joke because you know Prince Harry's fiance. Like,
oh,
okay,
my
friend's
married
to that sister. That's first right. My friend's like, does she identify as black? I was like, honey, we take them. I was like, yeah, she is. I was like,
Seriously, every black person I know is just like so happy for her. Like, she's black. I mean, her mother's black, but she's from Compton. I mean, yeah, yes.
Like, I mean, she don't look it though, no. But the history is there. Then we made jokes like on set. We were like, oh my gosh, when the royal family tastes sweet potato pie for the first time, mind is going to be blown on like the black church lady hats versus the England. Like,
oh, I know. Oh my god,
this food is so flavorful. I'm like,
what do you call this? Do you use potatoes in your pie?
Like, yes, it's gonna be so. Oh my god, we're all excited. Oh my god,
I'm like dying. Like the black side of the family. Mm-hmm. I want an invitation.
I want one too. I want to go.
I was like, I want to be someone's plus one.
Me too.
I was like, let me. Like, I don't know. This is gonna be.
I need to go to Compton real quick and see who I know in Compton. I get some cousins over there somewhere. Anybody know her family? Because I want to go. I do want to go. Exactly. Okay, so we're gonna show. This is a clip that I like. That I'm gonna show.
Okay.
We have two clips, I believe. I mean, this is the one that I think I put up there. So let's.
Okay.
So, apparently we didn't fully comprehend our contracts, and Ron, the producer, is only paying us $100 a day.
You can't even feed kids in Africa with that kind of money.
Ron, we trusted you, and you tricked us.
I didn't trick you. You should have read the fine print in your contracts.
It's all back there. That's so true, too.
And besides, ladies, listen, you gotta understand something, okay? This is an internet reality show, and you're unknowns.
We are not unknowns, Ron. We have like 10,000 people who subscribe to our show.
We are famous from pageants.
Look, you're spoiled and pampered brats, okay? If the show gets millions of hits, then I can pay you more. But until then, you'll probably have to find jobs.
Find jobs? How do you do that, Ron?
Excuse us for a moment while we deliberate. My parents cannot give me any money.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure your mom cut you off this time?
Yes. My mom is super disappointed that I haven't gotten a record deal. No record deal, no money.
Fine. We'll find jobs.
Fine. I mean, I thought people did reality shows to instantly become rich and famous.
What a ripoff.
So I'm just showing that. To me, that just kind of funny. Like, that's so like Hollywood.
I know, like that's not too far off. Here, that's why I'm embarrassing myself.
Yeah,
that's like on national television.
That's
like,
not too far
to
off.
Have an empire,
right?
Like the Kardashians, yes. Out of nothing. Empire out of nothing.
Exactly. Well, also, like, you go to any restaurant in LA, like any trendy restaurant at like 12 p.m. on a weekday, and it's packed.
Yes,
it's like a lot of people don't. Work.
Right.
They don't have jobs.
Well, here's what kills me is that Uber has become the new waiter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, so what do you do, James? I always say, I don't do anything. I work in entertainment. You work in entertainment. Here is my card. Yeah. Here's my CD.
They're like playing you their demo.
Exactly. Yeah. That's happened to me several times.
Yeah. Oh, pitching you their TV show.
Yeah, you're like, a producer. I'm like, good luck. Yes. So that happens all the time. So I like that scene just because it's very, just like, that's Hollywood. That's great. Is there anything off limits on your show to do to make fun of?
Oh my gosh, I feel
not really.
No, I mean besides bleeping out the F word. Well, right, like I was like, oh, depending on where we want to pitch this, and where we want to do
things. Yeah, we better. Keep
but I feel
it.
Like nothing was off limits. Like episode five in the recording studio.
Oh my gosh,
because we're so dumb, and she's like, and our characters are. And then she's like, oh, she's going to be this singer, right? Like, and I remember the joke is, like, when her album comes out, everyone's going to be saying, like, Adele who? So this whole time, you're like, she's about to blow us away with her voice. Like, we get to the recording studio. And also, to get into the recording studio, to have Ron, the producer, pay for it, like, I let him touch my biggest, like, or my character's biggest, like, boobs. Like, and that was the deal.
Like, oh, which one?
Like, the big one. I let him touch the big boob, so he paid. It was only one boob. He paid for half of the session.
Okay.
Because I didn't let him touch both of them. And then in the recording studio, like, once she starts singing on the mic, and the music producer's like, oh my gosh, like, so did you, like, warm up? Like, did you do some vocal exercises? Maybe you need to open your throat up. Like, maybe you need to, like, you know, some oohs and ahs or something. And then stupid Nicole, who's posing as our manager, is like, oh my gosh.
She wants just repeats like everything he says.
And she thinks like, oh, you need to open up your throat up. He wants you to go down on him. Like, and then like, there was like nothing off. And I'm having like this blow pop that I think that nothing was off limits. Good. Like, everything was just ridiculous, over the top. Nothing was off limits. Like, we put her dog.
My dog had a confessional.
He had a confessional, and we put him in a beauty pageant dress.
Oh, my God.
And he was so... And the thing is that he's not a trained dog.
Yeah, right.
Like, he was... I mean, he does love me.
I'm like, what?
He loves me real life. He's now showing me his dog. But, like, yes. I put him... She's like, he's not going to wear a tiara. And it took a couple of times, but, like, he kept the tiara on.
Okay.
Wore the dress. Yes. Like, when I said back to one cast, like, he went back to one.
Oh, funny.
There were treats involved.
Okay. But, like, action, you know, like, he waited. He started on action. Like,
okay.
I was like, are you sure? I mean, he just listened and, like,
good job.
Followed suit. I was like, hey, like, yeah, but there was nothing off limits. Like, put him in a dress. Like, because the thing is that she thinks it's a girl. And it's the boy. Dog.
I mean, nothing was off limits, and also just everything was so ridiculous. Because I don't know about you. Yeah, I'm sure. I hope you agree. Like, we just wanted to make people laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we live in like really scary times right now, and like really polarizing times, and we just like wanted to forget about it for a hot second, and like. Just, like, we would just be cracking up. Like, there are so many takes that were messed up because we would just break.
Yeah.
And even to this day, like, when we would tell... Remember at Warner Brothers that day when we were telling our friend about it? And we just... telling her, like, what... She's like, what is this show you guys did? And we just would start, like...
Oh, my gosh. You remember we did this? Yeah. And we did that. And then she's like, so what's the show about?
Like, yeah. You're like...
She's like, what's the elevator pitch? Oh, my gosh. Like, remember when we, like... And, like, we never even
just
got to
Yeah. I mean...
No, I totally agree. And also, too, me and, like, real life, I mean, so much is going on where it's, like, I just can't, like, if I go on Facebook and it's always about 45 this, 45 that, I'm like, people, if you're going to do this every single day for the next 4 or 8 years, this is the reality of
four,
it.
Not eight.
Like, well, honey, I'm saying, it's the reality.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how are we even in this situation? Right. Like, you know what I mean? I was in shock that night a year ago or a year and a month ago, and I was like, how am I going to go on with my life? My heart would go on, like Celine Dion said.
Yes.
But, like... It's like, I need an escape from all of that. And then that's why I love comedies where I love to laugh, because it's kind of like a temporary escape from it.
But I think also, too, like, women, like, with female-driven projects, then there's this other, like, layer of pressure that it has to be, like, and she's, you know, a perfect character, and she's this, and she, it's like, why? Why can't she be a dumb pageant girl?
Right.
Why can't they be flawed?
Yeah, why can't they be flawed? Why can't they be, you know, why can't you be outrageous and ridiculous
and
still be, like, a feminist?
Me.
You know, you can't.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. The whole point.
Kind of like Bridesmaids, too. Like, I feel like that's how, like, you know what I mean?
Bad,
like,
they were moms, all, Bridesmaids.
Yeah, yeah, where they get, like, gross. And, like, we really wanted to, like, when it was, like, the scenes behind the scenes when we're just at home, sort of, to be, like, gross.
Yeah.
You know, to be, like, my character, Bryn's, like, always eating weird snacks and is, like, in her PJ. You know, they're not always glammed up.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, like, in episode 7, like, I got those pajama pants from Target. And my dad gave me that sweater, like,
the rose sweater, that floral one.
I was like, I know it was on sale.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to keep it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect time to wear with my gallon. Was that a gallon tub of ice cream?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Gallon.
Yeah. It was like a gallon of, like, ice cream, like.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I was like,
making fun of
herself.
I don't know.
Why can it not be flat?
Well, the thing is, I mean, women can be funny. Obviously, but women can also be just like men, have fart and belch and, you know, all those things that humans do that we perpetuate all the time, that women don't do that. Mm-hmm. Women glisten, they don't sweat. You know, things like that your parents would always say, your grandparents would say. It's like, no, women do other things too, and they spit up food and, you know, all kind of stuff. You know, it's like, it's normal.
That is funny. Like, when we're like, oh, I don't pass gas, and it's like that silent one.
Right.
And then, like, everyone's like, okay, it's coming from...
From there.
It's coming from...
So this came from you. So it's kind of... So, okay, here's a question for you guys. What does the other bring that the other one doesn't?
Oh, like in our, like, work relationship?
In our
everything. Because like, anything collaborating, yeah.
Oh, like, I feel like... I know, I feel like Gilly is, like, brings, like... Just, like, the write... Because she's a writer, too. Like, writer. I mean, I only write things that I want to be in.
Okay.
But I feel like Gilly brings, like... Just other things I don't see, especially when it comes
a
to, like,
a broader
writing.
Kind of...
Like, or even just ideas. Like, for example, asking... off screen, because we had the script, and then for her to just ask extra questions in the confessionals, like, it totally colored, like, the episodes even more.
Okay.
I didn't think about that. You know what I mean? I guess it's kind of like the left side of the brain, right side of the brain kind of with us. I guess. Hold on, am I the
I think we're both pieces of... Yeah.
Like, no, that's completely wrong.
Like, all left brain, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, I think in this project, like, Jessica was the one who, you know, she was like lighting the fire under everyone's butts, and she was really making it happen. Because there are so many actors in LA who want to make their own content, and it, you know, but then they don't follow through, or and she was the one really bringing that to this project, and so that was really amazing. Not that I wasn't doing that; I was all on board, but she was like. She was the one who was the, like, point of contact for all of that.
And then even, too, when she, because Gilly did her own created, well, the drunk.
The drunk only wife.
But she did her own before, and then, so she knows the do's and the don'ts after that experience. Really good, so then she was like, oh my gosh, Jessica, like, you need a wardrobe person. You need someone for continuity.
That's true. I was, like helping you, with those things. Production,
And then I'm like, if I get all those things, I was like, I'm going to be scared that I'm going to, like, stall. And, like, this has been something years in the making, and then. She's like, but you need this and this and that. And I'm like, oh. I was like, you know what? I was like, let's just, like, try to do so much pre-production as much as we can. And you could do that. And we had a very, 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 very minimal crew. That's what we joke about, like, oh, hair and makeup, art department. Like,
luckily, the premise of the show, the other show that I did that she's talking about was a period piece set in 1963. So you can't, like, BS your way through
that
at all.
No, you can't.
So, but this was anything that we that wasn't perfect, we'd be like, whatever, it's an internet part reality of life show. Right. You know, and so in that
we'll
way.
Blur it out. And if we blur it out, it's like, oh, it's like blurred out, like how they do on reality TV where you can't show someone's license plate. And that happened a lot too. So it was a learning experience. But like, yeah, that's the thing, because she had the experience and then she like told me. And me, I'm just like, oh, like. And I think I went in, I guess at first I was like, as long as it happens and it's a learning experience and like, you know what I mean? And I learned from it. I think that's what
we both went into it too, I think, with a really positive attitude. The two of us are always like that. Like we take our work very seriously, but we also make sure that we are having a good time and everyone who's like donating their time is having fun. So I feel like it was all, once we would be shooting, we would just be having a great time.
You need to have me in season two. An episode.
Yes. Okay.
You write me in.
Meme King.
See?
There you go. Or you could be like Queen with K-W-E-E-I.
Oh, I'm in. Done. Done. You write it in. I will come. We'll do it.
And we were blessed too, because I was like, oh, I have to ask my friends, like, to help me with this, because it's the first, you know what I mean? Like, it's the first thing. I didn't know how it was going to go. And like, you know how sometimes you get to some sets and it's a little unorganized and like people feel like their time's wasted, and so I asked favors, you know what I mean? And luckily everyone was positive and like, and it just turned out, I was actually surprised how well it turned out given the circumstances and like the, you know what I mean? And, and that's what, and also because it was a fun process that everyone was so positive.
Yeah, it was very it went so smoothly. I thought we also broke up the shoot dates. And that really helped.
Because
we could really break things up kind of like piecemeal and only worry about one thing at a time.
Versus like a 12-hour like day and then everyone's no one wants that, like four hours. And then after that, it's like.
Well, how was it for you? Because you just had come off of another web series, Monogamy. Did you learn from doing Monogamy when you went to this?
Like, well, Monogamy seemed like a way bigger like production than this, because like there were way more episodes, way more people, like, and this was season two that they had done, and then it's also a drama, and then like they have all these pages. And the thing with Monogamy, like, I loved it because I made friends from it. Like, I'm still friends with Ty.
And I'm still friends with Brandon,
and Veronica and all them. And it was a great experience, too. And one of the things I think I learned from Monogamy was, I guess, the after stuff. Like, you know, when we did AfterBuzz TV. Yeah. And then, like, he actually screened, he did, like, a 22-minute, like, kind of mashup of season two at the Chinese Theater. We watched it at the beginning of this year, and and Ty was like, we were all like having fun, and Ty's like sweating bullets because you hear the reaction of everyone in this theater, all black people, the majority of them. You hear their reactions, and he's just like, because this is his baby, this was like, you know, his thing. And and it went well, and I love what everyone hated my character, like, in the theater.
Yes.
In Monogamy. And then also before, like, I went off on my husband, and they're like, oh, don't slap, but don't get slapped. And then the minute, like, I get slapped, and they're like, oh, dang! Like, and then also they talked about Ty's wrinkled bald head.
Oh, and they didn't
know we were behind them. So when we get up on stage, and we're talking to them, and Ty was such a sport, he was like, and shout out to the girl that said that I had a wrinkled bald head. Like, thank you. Like, but I guess it did teach me not to be like, to be, not to be scared of, like, trying to push things afterwards with, like, festivals. And luckily, like, we've had write-ups and, like, like, press about the show. I guess the coolest one, I think the coolest one, has been Women in Hollywood, like, when they had their picks of, like, you know, VODs or web series or things to watch. And or was it the month. And then it was Amber Tamblyn was first because she had her directorial debut.
Right.
Larry David's daughter came next.
Oh, okay.
We were last, but it don't matter. We made the,
we made the list.
Amber Tamblyn and Larry David's daughter. Like, I was like,
and
Elizabeth Banks. So, like, that's the thing, and it's kind of scary because, like, it's scary because it's like, and that's another thing, too. I was like, oh, like, I would love to, and this is something I learned. Well, with Monogamy, Ty self-financed it and did it himself, and kind of like what I did with this. But then, and one thing you were telling me about, too, with the pitching it, moving forward, it's better to have someone else be behind it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and, like, produce it, and then, like, that's one thing I did learn from, well, I took that kind of from Monogamy. Like, oh, Ty did it. I could do it, too. And then, like, doing it, and
you did
like,
do
oh,
it.
Jesus.
You did do it,
So I guess some of the things I learned, like, not to be afraid to, like, pitch it to different people.
No, you should be proud. You both should be proud of the work because it's people a lot of times talk. There's a lot of meetings in this town, a lot of talking in this town. And things don't get done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you came at the right time. I mean, I have web series. I mean, everything. We all have stuff coming out. I mean, we all have podcasts. It's like it's a smart time to do this. Just put something out there that you can do on a shoestring budget.
I definitely think both of us are doers. Like, we do talk a lot, as you can tell. But we actually, and I think that's why we work so well together. I would never feel weird to ask Jessica, like, hey, I'll do this for tomorrow. Can you bring this prop? Yeah. Can you do that? Like, can you, I'll punch up these pages. Can you look at the, like, it never feels like I'm bossing someone around. And I think you never would feel like that with me. Like, if she asks me to do something and we know that we're both going to follow through. There's no flakiness. Yeah. There's no doubt we're both gonna do what we say we're gonna do,
and that's probably why we get along together as women. Going back to your first question, because you know that I know that she's not gonna flake, and even if I don't hear from her like in a week, I know because she's doing something else. You know what I mean? But like, and she will get back to me.
Well, the thing, you guys are also doing other things. So what do you hope to have meme queens? If you could speak out to the universe, what would you like it to be? I say speak it out loud. So what would you like it to be?
It should win 10 Emmys. I'm just
there. You go,
or at least two.
There's two for each.
I know.
I think I know. We see it as like a calling card for other, not only that project, but things we are capable of doing together in the future.
Yeah.
And also too, like because of all the craziness that's going on in Hollywood, women are, they say the future is female, but like it's time for us to step up and like do our own things or prove, hey, women can be funny just like men. Women can do their own thing, everything, produce, direct, write, you know what I mean? Like, and I think now we're in the right time because of so much is happening and I guess they're trying to, you know, go on a witch hunt and get rid of all these people doing things in Hollywood. So now it's time for women to step it up.
Like, now, I want to ask because we are on Black Hollywood Live. And
We are.
I'm like, you're black too, girl.
Yes, I am.
You're black too.
I'm like, you'll be on CP time. So she's black.
Yeah, you're black. You're black, girl. You're like light skin. Very light skin. But just for you, because the character you play isn't a stereotypical black woman we see on the web.
Yeah.
So how's that for you playing that?
Well, I feel like because if you talk to me on the phone and you never met me, a lot of people don't know that I'm black.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying the same thing. I know.
But and another thing about this web series, because like we wanted it to be diverse, you know what I mean? But also not to play into a stereotype. Like, I mean, we poke fun at like, oh, Julian, like, oh, he's like south of the border hot, you know what I mean? But like other than that, like we don't really play on like, oh, Lucy's Asian or like that it is this ethnicity or and also too like with the real world, like even with my friends, like I have a very eclectic circle of like people. So I and that was another thing too, like we made the joke of, oh, you're like the black bitch, but she's not like a sister girl stabbing the fingers, not like in New York on like Flavor of Love or I Love New York, you know what I mean? Because I feel like it's just kind of like, and I love Tiffany Haddish, but she's Tiffany Haddish, and that's her lane.
Yes.
I can't be Tiffany Haddish. You know what I mean? Like, in Girls Trip. Like, I mean, I could, but like, I feel like it would be playing too much into the stereotype.
Well, there's Leslie Joneses, there's Tiffany Haddishes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all these women who... So for you, what I like about your characters, that you're actually more about the character, I guess, than the color.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I feel like in the show, like, we at it's times mention, like, oh, we're best friends and our skin is a different color. But, like, it's never a storyline or, like, any. It's just, it's these women are best friends and they have been since they were little.
Which is realistic.
And that's it. Yeah. And that's totally realistic, I
think. And also, Nicole likes black. I mean, because of Grant, who she was sleeping with, and then Julian's, like, another ethnicity, but she just likes what she likes. But I did love, and this was improvised, I have to give Billy credit, when Nicole was having her mental breakdown, and then she was like, oh my gosh, this is worse than the time she got cellulite on her forearm and I had to rub cocoa butter like all over her body. Like that was that like cocoa butter line. That's hilarious, but I'm like, we have to keep that. You know what I mean? It's funny because it's like, oh my gosh, like black people
like cocoa butter. Yeah, totally. I totally got it.
But I like cocoa butter.
See, I know. It's fine.
Hey, Palmer's. It gets rid of the scars.
Yes, it is. It
does. Yeah, like we would make little jokes here and there and acknowledge it, because that's the other way is to just pretend like we're colorblind and
I hate that.
Like we would make jokes and be like, remember in the pool scene in, I think, episode 3? You keep putting on so much sunblock, and I'm just trying so hard to get tan. And I'm trying so hard to get tan, and I'm like, oh my god.
I'm like, I can't afford to get darker.
Yeah, and I'm like, I wouldn't even pass, like, the entry screening to the Miss Hawaii Kiki pageant. Like, they wouldn't even let me through, you know, to even compete. Yes.
Now, you know what we touch on, because Gilly is really half Israeli in real life. Okay. So then and because we use her mom like in the show, we tap on that too, you know? Like, or as Nicole says, she's like half Jewish or like half
she's like
Israeli,
whatever, and they speak like
whatever.
They speak
Hebrew or like Jewish or something. Like
that is like what so who is your audience? Have you found our moms? A lot of you, at least a lot of guys that hit me up on Twitter are guys. Okay.
No, but I feel, and that was kind of the hardest thing, because especially with the internet, like a lot of these YouTube sensations or social media people are like they're like in their early 20s, but their audience are like 12-year-old kids.
Yeah,
they're like people that are just at home or on their phones all the time. So I feel like we said our demographic was like 17 to 35. Mm-hmm. But I mean, our audience could be men and women. Because also with the humor too, it's very like, it caters to men, you know what I mean? And girls can laugh too. And then guys could like get a crack out of it too and laugh. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like with, I mean, we've gotten responses from both sides of the spectrum.
Okay.
But a lot of the press that we have and articles have been written, I believe, all by women.
Yeah, all by women. Yeah, I think women respond really well to it, because it's, I don't know, a lot of the humor of it is like what two best friends or women like and do by themselves.
And women can relate to it, because we all have embarrassing moments. It doesn't matter if you're pretty or you're like a plain Jane or like, you know what I mean? Like, we all like go through stuff with boys. Like, I mean, that's the, like, and my little sister's like, oh, my funniest favorite parts are the ones with Julian. Like, and I'm like, oh,
oh
really?
That's so cute. She's like fangirling.
I'm like because he's hot or because of, like, what happens to, like, my character. She didn't elaborate.
Well,
she did not elaborate.
So many, because my mom guest stars in an episode, like, all her friends watch it.
Oh, that's how cute is that?
Just saying.
Like, it's so cute.
And Jay Fizzy's friends. Jay Fizzy's like my favorite character.
But that's what's so much fun. It's like you get to create something and have your mom in it, your dog in it, your friend. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Your friends, literally.
Oh yeah.
And I tell people all the time, you should go out there if you have a couple of friends, you want to put some, you have an iPhone or some like a laptop, you can make a little web series.
People are making films off their iPhones.
Like Tangerine.
Tangerine was all shot on an iPhone.
iPhone.
Like, and God forbid, like, how, like, I mean, that saved so much money.
I know.
Like, you didn't have to rent any equipment or anything.
Right. As long as you have some good lighting and all that kind of stuff, you're good to go. And you have a good script. You write the script yourself. That's your money, whatever you, the time you put into that. I mean, it's kind of, it can be done. And I think that's why I want you guys on the show. So you should go, this can be done. And here are examples of people who are affecting change in the way we see on the web. You know, you guys are giving us something a little different. That's kind of funny and crazy and outrageous, over the top. But I feel like there's some commentary happening in there. Like I said, I'm relating to a lot of stuff you're saying when I'm watching it, going, that's very LA, that's very Hollywood, that's true about women, that's true about men, that's true about manager. Like, I'm seeing stuff that actually does count for something, too, in the humor.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good.
Yeah, I think comedy can be hilarious and still be about something.
About something, yeah. I like the idea of saying right now we're in times that are really interesting. These things lighthearted.
Well, a lot of things just get, in my opinion at least, just really heavy-handed.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's exhausting and it's sensory overload and I don't know, it just starts to all just blend together. So.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
Now, I don't do this. I mean, I do this every episode. I've done it 99 times before. What? And I never prep my guests beforehand unless they watch the show. But I ask the same two questions every single episode to the people. So you both get to answer. And it's all about language. And you get to writer, so you're about language. What word, and I've changed it now, to what word or phrase should we not say anymore? And either one go first.
Oh.
What word or phrase we should not say anymore?
Turn up.
Turn up. Oh my God, I don't even know that.
I think it's played out now, isn't it?
I think it is.
Or like, or on fleek. I'm saying too many.
I always hate on fleek.
I was like, I did use it in a video last week, but only because it was about my makeup. It was on point.
You could see on point. I like, or it was beat. My face was beat.
He beat my face. Yes. I was like, she beat my face. I'm like,
But still, it means good. It's a good thing. It means it's all together. But yeah, I don't either. What about you? What about you, lady?
I would say that people should no longer tell women they look tired. No one ever likes to hear that.
No matter how tired you are.
You should just say, it's kind of like, just say, okay, you look terrible.
You look like death, girl.
No matter how tired you really are.
You look tired. Like,
why would you say that?
Okay.
So,
that's just terrible.
That's a good one.
You look tired. I would say that. Well, obviously, and then when men are like, smile. And I'm always like.
That happened to me last week at the airport.
Like, here's my smile. Smile, you look tired, and you're crazy.
You're crazy is the worst one. That happened to me. I'm at the airport. You know how you wait? Well, first of all, they have these new cart things that are crazy. You have to put your stuff in. And then, like, you don't know if you're supposed to go, and they're like, oh, move up.
Yeah.
And then I go through the metal detector, do this, and then I walk out, and then he's like, smile. And I'm thinking, like, in the situation that I'm in, I'm waiting for you to feel me up. You know what I mean? Like, just because I don't pass the X-ray.
Resting bitch face, so, like, people are always like, smile, and I'm like, no, this is, they're like, oh, what's the matter? And I'm like, this is just my face. Nothing is the matter.
I have a resting bitch face, too.
I'll let you know if something's the matter. If I am really tired, I will tell you. Don't tell me I look tired.
No, my best friend, and I love her because she's honest in every situation. Like, no matter what, she's honest. Yes. And then if she doesn't tell me I look tired, she tells me to put makeup on.
You're like, okay, girl, I got it.
That's such a better way to say it. Put some concealer under your eyes. Oh, have some coffee.
Right. Or is there anything I can do to help you wake up? No. So on the converse of that, that's a good answer. What word or phrase should we say more of? Mm. We can just work. You come on the show.
Thank you.
What word or phrase should we say? People at home should think about this too. What word or phrase you should,
I think, I don't know if this is a word or phrase, but I think we shouldn't be afraid to compliment people. Compliment their work, especially if it's someone who's like your rival or in competition. I feel like, especially between women.
Yes.
I feel like sometimes women, if I say to somebody like, wow, like in an acting class, like, wow, that was an amazing scene, or so, they might think I have an ulterior motive, and all I want to do is tell them you were amazing. Yeah, like, I don't know. I think we should be able to say that, and then on the opposite side of that is to be able to accept compliments. Because whenever someone's like, oh, I love your earrings, I'm like, they were $5. Like, why did I say that? Why didn't I just say thank you?
I like them too. That's why I'm wearing them.
I'm just trying to downplay it.
Yeah, you know. That's true. It's so true. People can't take compliments. And people also think, that you're doing something underhanded if you say something nice to them.
What do you want from me?
It's like, first of all,
are you networking?
I was like, oh, so you're an actress and a writer? What? And then they start asking you all these things, and I'm like, they're opportunists.
Right.
Not friends or acquaintances. I was like, they're opportunists. But, like, that is crazy how you think that way, like, in L.A., like, thank you.
You do what? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But no, my thing is, I want to eradicate the whole competition stuff. I just wanted to go. There should be room for all of us to do what we want to do.
Exactly. My philosophy is, what is meant for you is meant for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of hard. Like, going back to women working with each other, getting along. Sometimes it's hard. with actresses. Like, I mean, me and Gilly, like, we audition for the same thing sometimes. Yeah, I'm sure. Open ethnicity.
Yeah.
But, like, but sometimes, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it is,
I'm sure.
Or even, like, black actresses. Like, I have a handful of black actresses that are amazing. Yeah. And, like, and Asha. I feel like she's so positive and such a great light, and you know what I mean. And like, and she's, and we go out for the same stuff, but she's just so awesome and positive. But then you have those other sisters that are like, "Oh, I'm taking the crown. It's only room for me."
Yeah.
But what is meant for you is meant for you.
I agree
you know
with
what
that.
I mean? Like,
I agree
if
with
it's
that.
Meant to be, it's meant to be. Otherwise, it's out of your hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, what were the phrases you think we should?
He's like, "You're not getting out.
I know, you're not done, girl. No, that we should say more of.
Say more of. Yeah."
I say it all the time.
I say it all the time.
I know. I say it all the time.
It's fitting in every situation.
It works
like,
everything.
That's what I thought about. I was like, I don't think that one will die.
No. It's a
like,
great thing to text with, too. When someone says something, you don't know what to say.
You
could send like an emoji, or you could just be like,
yes.
Like, ooh, you look tired. Yes.
Yeah.
You're exhausted. That dress is so beautiful on you. Yes. Like, it's fitting for everything.
You know, I do it all the time. It's a great phrase. It's very happy. Just, it's like, yeah, like, I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. Like, it's good. You guys are great. Where can they find Meme Queens?
Okay, you can find Meme Queens on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. The handle is at Meme Queens TV. Because Meme Queens was already taken.
Yeah, that's
obviously.
Sure. Yeah, that
so it's at Meme Queens TV.
Yes. And YouTube and Elizabeth Banks' site, hoo-ha-ha digital platform.
So shout out to Elizabeth Banks.
Yes.
She's doing great producing work.
She's doing great producing work, directing work. And also, one of the things she's doing is she's putting her, you know, she's putting, you know how people are just about talk, but she's walking the walk. You know what I mean? Like, for her to create hoo-ha-ha, which is a digital platform highlighting funny women, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing. Like, they have a studio and a setup in Beverly Hills, and it's all women that are like the head of development and developing things. And I mean, it's just awesome. You know what I mean? Like, she's and just for her to, she doesn't have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, she's already made it.
I'm trying to think. Is she the one? Isn't she producing the Pitch Perfect films?
Yeah, she directed the second one.
And directed them. Yeah,
which is
amazing.
She has
her own production company as well. Yeah, she's
and
doing
she's
it.
She's getting into producing TV, but yeah, she produces movies. She directs.
Yeah,
she directs, and she's hilarious. And she's someone who's beautiful.
Oh, I love her. Oh, she is beautiful.
She's beautiful, and then can do. I mean, comedy, drama, but she's amazing in comedy.
She my favorite movies of hers is Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
I remember that movie.
And it's set in Pittsburgh. I'm from Pittsburgh. It's set in Pittsburgh. And I just think her and Seth Rogen, they're so good in this movie. They're so good. She's good. I mean, like, you're right, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
She's been out for a long time, too. She's she's beautiful.
Yeah, but she's like, I love people that are, and even Amy Poehler, I find, Amy Poehler is beautiful to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, that's the thing, like, I mean, beautiful women, and also Kristen Wiig, like, they can do it, you know what I mean? Like, and just like, flawlessly, doesn't matter how ugly they make their face look, like, with their reactions, I'm like, they do it all, and I love it. Like,
yay for women.
Yay for women.
Yes, women.
Yes, women.
Yay for women. I'm happy. I'm glad you guys are doing well. I wish you guys the best success in everything.
Thank you.
You guys are my friend. You're my friend. Now you're my new friend.
Yeah.
You're not getting rid of me now. I'll be around. And I know what you tell people in that camera there where they can find you guys on social media.
Okay. Well, I'll go first because yours is more unique. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. My handle is at Jessica A. Caesar.
Okay. Buckle up because this
ready.
Is complicated.
Get ready.
All right, so Facebook, Gilly Messer. My website, gillymesser.com. Instagram, Gil's Gone Wild, 2 L's. I love a good pun. I said that earlier in the show. Twitter, at Netflix and Gil, 1 L. 2 L's was taken. Is that it? Yeah.
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
And then I forgot my website is just jessicaacesar.com. I mean,
not just. It is Jessica A. Caesar.
That's a word we shouldn't say.
Jessica should say. No just.
I was just writing to. No, I'm writing to ask.
I'm just a girl in the world.
I'm just a girl.
Exactly. Right, exactly. No, it is jessicaacesar.com, you said?
Yeah, jessicaacesar.com.
Jessica A. Caesar.
Cesar.
And next week is my 100th episode. You guys are going to have to tune in. I may be drunk. I may be sober. Who knows? I got a special guest coming in. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have a good conversation. You're going to have to tune in. It's next week on December 11th at 3 p.m. That's here on Black Hollywood Live. I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold at James Lott Jr. Because sisters are doing it for themselves, and I am too. And you can follow this on our Facebook page, Breaking Into. We're on iTunes, we're on YouTube, we're on SoundCloud, Breaking Into, under Black Hollywood Live umbrella. And I will see you guys next time.
Woo! Woo!
Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in. The music is right here on 97.7.